Ronald Brautigam playing a rondo by Beethoven in that recording here on member-supported WNET Classical, Buffalo, Toronto Public Media's Classical Station. At this time of day, you might need a little dance to get going in the morning. Maybe the next piece is just the thing. It's actually probably going to make you think of surfing or maybe about rewatching Pulp Fiction. There have been many versions of the Miserlou. We will hear one from Angèle Dubois and La Pietà next.
Are you a Mythical? Members receive our monthly digital magazine, The Guide. Enjoy features on WNED classical programming, sneak peeks at WNED PBS specials, updates from all of our television and radio stations, as well as a printable schedule.
You're listening to Power 93.7 WBLK, home of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Broadcasting live from the Jed Dietrich Studio, Jed Dietrich, your personal injury attorney. Call 839-3939.
And today's a new day. You ever been to a lounge and had a dude that was up there singing, but he was writing a song that he wrote? And you be sitting there just struggling with it, but he really ain't a good singer. He a lounge singer. He's singing at the Holiday Inn Express.
Your house ready to ward off any of those pesky invaders.
Steve Hart, Bill Kreutzmann, and Bob Weir, along with John Mayer, take the stage again as Dead & Company. See them live in concert at Darien Lake Amphitheater, August 25th. Get tickets this Friday at noon at livenation.com. Dead & Company performing two sets of music drawing largely from the Dead's historic catalog of songs. For more, check out deadandcompany.com.
There's a difference between being hurt and being severely injured.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Buffalo's 92.9 WBUF.
I like all the rock music they play.
They play some great music.
Everything that rocks.
Did you miss when Joe said this?
I mean, if you can chug through your butt, you could probably breathe through it.
I mean, if you just get enough oxygen up in there.
Why didn't anyone ever think of that? And they're joking. They should replace all those Heimlich maneuver posters at restaurants with just breathe through your butt, stupid. Yeah.
You can catch up on the podcast anytime if you're a fancy idiot. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, buds, you know what that sound means. It's time for Dumber Than the Show Trivia.
Can we play?
Yes, is it easy or something?
You know, it depends on when and whom you play. Come on, sing along.
Okay. Listen every day. Idiots will call you names. Now it's time to play Dumber Than the Show. Answer right away. Win some cold hard cash today. Now it's time to play Dumber Than the Show.
Wow, Monday through Thursday was hard.
Yeah, but Friday was really easy for some reason.
Hey, everyone, be nice. Come on.
Listen every day. Idiots will call you names. Now it's time to play Dumber Than the Show.
With free beer, hot wings, Joe, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland.
Dumber Than the Show. Dumber Than the Show.
Better. We are the world. We are the people.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. And I'm 54 years of age. I get along with everybody. I can talk with just about anybody. I will talk politics. I will talk religion. But I don't put my feelings into it. I don't put my opinions into it. I go by facts.
That was beautiful. Not only did the weather today almost make me cry, but I think that almost made me cry.
It's
very good. Ray, you're the best. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
The alarm goes off and the buzz comes on. Kick off your mornings with the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Buzz and Go traffic, already in progress.
Great way to start off a Friday morning commute with no problems. We're accident-free, no stallouts in your way. It's a good drive-in on 590 South from Irondequoit to 490. 490 East and West through downtown also moving along well. So is 104 East and Westbound between Seneca and Culver. There's millions, there's multi-millions, and then there's Mega Millions. The Mega Millions jackpot is now at $515 million, so head to your local New York Lottery retailer for your chance to win. You must be 18 years or older to purchase a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnesfirm Traffic Center. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
The music of the 80s. The artists you grew up with. Energize music while you work. Your number one preset to 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Scott Spaziano. We get a fresh start to your morning with Wendy's breakfast. That's right, at Wendy's. Now,
in a probe of his dealings in Ukraine belonged to Giuliani and employees of his firm. The information is in the refiling of an April letter filed the day after the raids. The investigation examining Giuliani's ties to Ukraine and whether he violated a federal law that governs lobbying on behalf of foreign countries or entities. Six Flags Darien Lake reopens today. Admission to the park requires advance reservations. Starting tomorrow, mask use will not be required, although guests will be on the honor system when it comes to that. From baseball, the Yankees again blanking Texas 2-0, Boston down Toronto 8-7, and the Bisons beaten 4-1 by Worcester. Now you're up to date. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Randy Bushover for Star 102.5.
Reservations at Darien Lake. Do you also have to reserve? Can I have this cart on the Ferris wheel? 6:33, let's get to weather now. Brought to you by Tim Hortons at Timmy Ho's. Everyone's distracted by the new double-stack breakfast sandwich, a fresh cracked egg with both crispy bacon and...
Kane and Corey Show, Kane and Corey Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, 104.3 The Shark, that's Miami, South Florida's alternative, all 92.3 New York City, all 98.7 Detroit, Orlando, FM 101.9 Buffalo, all 107.7, 104.7 Baltimore, best 104.9. What's on the agenda for the weekend? Beach for me. That's a shock. You guys are going to get so sick of my beach videos and beach pictures.
Oh, my gosh. It's all, I know. I remember I signed on with you July of last year, and for the end of the rest of it was just beach, 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 beach.
I know.
You want to come to the beach today? You want to go to the beach tomorrow? You want to go to the beach Saturday?
I'm a one-trick pony.
You want to look at the...
Otherwise, coming up, guy stole an ambulance. Off-duty paramedic helped stop him. That's coming up next.
Be a part of the Shred and Reagan Show. Call a new Edge studio number, 716-952-9334. 952-9334.
Caring attorneys.
This is attorney Josh Ramos from Ramos and Ramos.
Helping good people.
After being injured in an accident, you'll no doubt have questions, like who's going to pay me?
Classic Hits 104.1. There's Paul McCartney and Wings. Reminder, tomorrow morning, it's Joe Johnson's Beatle Brunch, 7 a.m. here in Classic Hits 104.1. So Canada got involved in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The opening game of the Toronto-Montreal series went to the Canadiens. They beat the Leafs last night 2-1. Was the Panthers over the Lightning 6-5. Tampa Bay leads there 2-1. The Penguins beat the Islanders 5-4. And Pittsburgh up in that best of 7, 2-1 now. The Golden Knights beat the Wild 5-2.
Las Vegas leads there 2-1. Baseball, Worcester beat the Bisons 4-1.
Wait, was that Show Killer Mike?
Come on, yeah, you have a job to do.
That felt like a... Wait, that sound bit sounded like Mike.
Yeah, that is.
It is Show Killer Mike?
That's great that you have sound bites from him.
Hold on, you got a job to do.
Oh, stop it. That's giving me anxiety from that.
Maybe we should play one that says, be better.
I looked for that. Actually, was looking for that all morning. I couldn't find one.
Wow.
I was going to call him up and say, hey, Mike, can you record this for me? But yeah, so Riley, start doing what you say you're going to do and stop lying and telling the fibs. That's
please.
What they're saying.
So what were the final totals?
All right, so the final totals for the week. Here we go. With 3, we have Corey. Riley's 1 with that big one. I should give her 10 for that because that's a huge one.
Okay.
And I tried to check Kane all week long and he came out with 0.
That was to even open the border. So I think the idea with that too was also to open the border and incentivize them to open it so that they could get their vaccines. You know what I mean? Have people get vaccinated in Western New York from Canada and then so I think that kind of is a good idea, but Canada hasn't really budged much.
I feel bad for people that have either family or property in Canada.
It's tough.
That haven't been able to check on it in well over a year. Or check on their family members. Crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
All right. It is now 6:57. Coming up at 7:10, we have a pair of Dead & Company tickets for their Darien Lake August 25th show. You can win them before you can buy them. We'll give you the cue to call coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But first, let's get a check of the roads for the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Bob.
Barnes Firm. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000. Yesterday was busy. Today, not so much. Not really anything to tell you about accident-wise. There is an alert, though. A new three-color traffic signal going to be turned on at Transit Road, Southwestern Boulevard.
Come and see why we say it's not just a Toyota. It's a West Her Toyota.
Welcome to
We design, engineer, and install more windows in New York than anyone else. Superior quality, skilled craftsmanship, handcrafted to last. At Comfort, it's what we've been doing for over 40 years. Our windows can take the heat and take a beating from winter's worst. We'll improve your home with windows made in New York that are New York tough. There's only one home improvement company in upstate New York to have won 5 Torch Awards for ethics. Only one with an experienced team of Comfort-employed installers. Only one you should trust with your home.
We're the one, the only window company that brings you single-source satisfaction. We measure, we manufacture, we install. And Comfort guarantees it.
And now for a limited time, receive factory direct pricing. 20% off all windows and exterior projects, plus no interest financing for 18 months. All from the name you know, the people you trust. Visit ComfortWindows.com and schedule your free estimate today. For qualified buyers, see store for details.
Hey, it's Jixter. I hate being told what to do. Just ask my boss. I chose to get vaccinated because I have a feeling there's going to be requirements of getting rapid tested before you go to any large sporting event or concert this summer, and I'm not going to pay for a rapid test each time I do that. So I chose to get vaccinated to make my life easier and perhaps not get anybody sick that's next to me. It's a peace of mind, and it's going to make my life easier. So I'm not saying you should get vaccinated because it's your choice, it's your right not to. But if you choose to get vaccinated, it might make your life a little easier in this crazy world right now.
Summer, it's almost here, but Memorial Day savings are already at the Home Depot. In-store, online, store-wide. Like 5 bags of Garden Fresh mulch for just $10. Save on everything from flower beds to a fresh coat of paint. From power tools to ceiling fans. Ready, set, summer.
It's Friday. Forecast for May 21st.
For the greater Buffalo area, from the Salina Law Weather Center, Salina Law car crash, call Salina at 888-2020 today. Going to be nice. Sunshine giving way to clouds, a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, clear, low down to 65. Tomorrow, thunderstorms possible, cloudy in the morning, then intervals of clouds and sunshine in the afternoon, the high 78. And for Sunday, clouds and sun and thunderstorms in spots, the high 76 degrees. Currently in Lancaster, it's 66, 64 degrees in Gowanda. A National Pizza Party Day.
97 Rock is WGRF Buffalo, a Cumulus Media station, and streaming the world on the 97 Rock app and at 97rock.com.
Who wants pizza?
Strike a set, pizza party.
Best pizza in the neighborhood.
There goes my pizza party.
Pizza party for one?
Pizza party. Pizza.
You want a party? Like a pizza party?
Rising Crest pizza.
Pizza with mushrooms, pizza with...
And conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry. This event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
WKSE and WKSE HD1, Niagara Falls, Buffalo. KISS 98.5, an Odyssey station.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet,
0.1 more FM.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh. Top 10 totals in the game's history. No one has won the Mega Millions since February 16th, when a New York couple took home a huge prize. Tickets cost $2, and the live drawing starts at 11 p.m. at megamillions.com. Meanwhile, residents who haven't received their COVID-19 vaccination still have plenty of chances to get one over the weekend. Five immunization clinics will be taking place across the area. They include Kleinhans Music Hall in Buffalo, McKinley High School in Buffalo, and the ECC North and South campuses. You can schedule appointments online or by calling 858-2929. Walk-ins are welcome, but there is a chance that walk-ins may not all be accommodated.
Frank Miller will continue in just a moment. It's 8 after 7 in sunny skies. Let's check your ride into work with the Hardy Marble Time Saver Traffic Report and Dave Macy. Good morning, Dave.
Thanks. Good morning, Lance and John. Still no accidents to report. The major routes are all up to speed. We've got very light traffic volume on this Friday morning. And live from the NFTA, I'm Dave Macy. WLDL Time Saver Traffic.
Injured? Hardy Marble, your Lockport injury attorneys. Now, if you were looking to get tickets for the Blue Jay stint in Buffalo, may need to look to the secondary markets now, as tickets for the 8-game stand in Buffalo have all officially sold out. Tickets went on sale to the general public yesterday. They were gone in an...
That's great, but I'm just not one that thinks that defensive ends outside of the real great ones are going to impact this roster and are going to make this defense that much better. Julio Jones on the other side of Stephon Diggs. I mean,
can you imagine that, right?
It would be, there's only one football, right? You'd want to throw two footballs. The texter writes in, there's only one ball. You know, they never say there's only one ball about the Chiefs.
Right.
They never say there's only one ball about, I mean, the Falcons, as it is right now, have had a great offense with Julio and Calvin Ridley, and now they're going to add Kyle Pitts to that. You know, saying there's only one ball, I mean, I don't know. Should they do whatever it takes? I can't answer that because that's too open. But I do think it would be the biggest move they could make this offseason.
Yeah, the whatever it takes, I think, is less about the compensation and more about how you make the contract fit. Because I don't think, I mean, Atlanta might be asking for, I would assume they'd ask.
Thanks for listening to Focus on the Family. Let's resume now with the balance of today's programming.
Hey, Deborah, again, to reset this, there are people, I'm sure, just joining us, but touch again on this idea of in the workplace, female leadership, et cetera. It's part of the culture. It's where we live today. And it may have been different in biblical times with the gender roles and what took place, but speak to that concept.
A top dealer award from Car Gurus for customer satisfaction and the best value. My mom got a great customer service experience and a great car last summer. Shop online at AutoOutletsUSA.com or visit their showrooms in Canandaigua, Webster, or Wolcott.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group.
Got any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? But the crazy thing is, this...
Listen to ESPN 1520 on your Amazon Echo Dot. Just say, Alexa, play ESPN 1520.
Or continuing a debate that feels like it's sports. Debate that's just never going to go away.
R.I.P.
The Evergreen Debate. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, coming to you live from the Seaport District. Pier 17 brought to you by Chase. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And you heard it. Charles Barkley said it. And
by the way, we
tell already
saying,
where you're
Good Street, West Seneca, and Eggert Road behind the Northtown Plaza.
Portions of programming brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Whether it's offering curbside or next-day delivery for online orders on over 160,000 parts or getting involved in their local communities, when it comes to serving you, Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how.
Good morning. Time to check the roads with Alan Harris.
Scanning through the cameras there from the 290 at the top of my my scan all the way down to the 400. And just looking through and not really seeing any major problems so far this morning. Right now, we're still doing just fine. And then on the other screen, no accidents, no disabled vehicles, no other problems, no alerts going off right now. We're having a pretty decent ride at this hour. Hopefully, it'll stay this way. From WBN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command, injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. I'm Alan Harris.
Nice looking day outside. Yesterday we hit 90 degrees.
We asked them to comply. And to your point, I think it puts us in a bit of a tenuous situation. We saw some of the conflicts that occurred this last year over face coverings coming into the restaurants and people who argued. We don't want to create a conflict situation. So we're going to be looking for people to comply based on their own admission. And we feel fairly comfortable that most people will.
Some states and cities have not adjusted their masking orders in accordance with the new CDC guidance. Does that put some restaurants at a disadvantage?
It could. It absolutely could. I think it not only puts them at a disadvantage, but it creates confusion when you think of the number of restaurants whose brand crossed multiple states, and they can't have a consistent message to each of their restaurants. And so it would put them in a disadvantage against other states or locations that might have lifted the mask mandates already, but at least within their local competitive community, they're all going to be in that same spot, either masked or unmasked.
Let me just follow up on that before we close. What more would you like to hear from the CDC? What specifics?
We'd like to better understand how we're supposed to apply some of these rules if, in fact, we can't identify who has or has been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, what we'd like to do is see the various agencies coordinate with each other. So if, in fact, OSHA has a requirement for protecting employees against exposure to the virus, mm-hmm. then how does that coordinate with CDC's advice that vaccinated folks can gather? And so it's just asking the agencies to get closer in terms of aligning with industry and with consumers to understand exactly how all of this applies when we know not everyone's been vaccinated yet.
Larry Lynch is the Senior Vice President of Science and Industry. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Rachel. We really appreciate the time today. Have a great one.
About a year ago, Gina Guak, a high school student from Bellevue, Washington, was in New York with her mom. They were in Times Square, and they walked past a show promoter whose pitch they couldn't quite hear, so they leaned in, but then they heard what he shouted directly at them.
All I heard was, "Don't speak English, huh?" And it was just like something that no one really assumed about me before.
Guak is Asian American. She says that was one of the first times she had experienced overt racism.
I knew I wasn't alone in experiencing this kind of stuff, so I wanted to like share these stories and create some kind of platform where Asian Americans can share their own stories. And so I texted Hope and I was like, "Hey, you want to start a magazine with me?"
And that is what Guak did with her friend, Hope Yu.
The high school students are now working to put out the fourth issue of an online magazine called What We Experience.
All of these stories, all these experiences that while I've been like subject to hearing them, so many people across the country have not heard them. These stories, if written down, could really last for a long time. And I think those stories are something that people need to hear.
What We Experience offers first-person essays and opinion pieces on topics like mental health and gender and the diversity of the immigrant experience.
There are also poems, drawings, and reviews of movies and restaurants.
It's a place where anyone, regardless of, you know, race, age, gender, sexuality, etc., can come and hopefully relate to something, and in that way can be almost healing in a sense.
Guak and you hope to make the magazine last by handing it over to a new group of students. Hey, we appreciate you listening to our show this morning. For more, we keep the conversations going on social media. Check out our Facebook page or go to Twitter. You can find Steve at NPR Inskeep. Noelle is at Noelle King. And you can find me at Rachel NPR.
You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR station in Western New York. Member-supported WBFO, the hot, can we say hot this time of the year? Warm weather will stay with us at least one more day with partly sunny skies today. High temperature around 88. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, things cool off a little bit. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms both days with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 71 degrees.
Funding for WBFO's news desk for older adults comes from Elderwood. Navigating life's transitions at Elderwood. We know the way.
Stream the best of PBS with a...